Today, Joe Biden officially announced his campaign for president, becoming the 20th candidate for the Democratic nomination in 2020, and recent national polls show him leading the field. But in battleground states like New Hampshire and Iowa, he's tied or trailing Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, if you're rolling your eyes thinking Bernie will never get the nomination, hang on a minute. Joining us now is Sean Sullivan, who covers national politics for The Washington Post. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jeremy.
So according to an article in The Atlantic this month, Faz Shakir, who is Sanders' current campaign manager, says he tells the senator there's a 3 out of 4 chance we are not the nominee, but that 1 in 4 chance is better than anyone else in the field. What is Sanders' path to victory in the primary, as far as you can tell?
Well, one of the things that works to his benefit right now is that there are so many Democratic candidates running for president. And the reason for that is Senator Sanders has an established base of support. These are loyal supporters. These are, in many cases, supporters who backed him in 2016 when he was a long shot candidate against Hillary Clinton. And so what you have is a situation potentially where in a crowded field with so many candidates, you could see a candidate winning some of these early and important primary states with 30% of the vote, 35% of the vote. And so if you're a candidate like Senator Sanders and you have a base coming into this race, that's a really, really valuable asset. And because this race is so wide open right now, the Sanders campaign is pretty confident about that established base of support, which a lot of other candidates are trying to build. They're just starting to try to build that right now.
And you see it as a base of support rather than a lot of name recognition, which candidates often benefit from early in the process when they've done well the previous time around.
That also helps him, the fact that a lot of people know who he is from his 2016 run. That is something that would also help a candidate like Joe Biden. The question for Senator Sanders is, can he expand his reach beyond the traditional Bernie Sanders supporter to other Democrats and maybe even some Republicans and some independents? And that's an open question, I think, that has not been answered so far.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what Sanders had to say in part of his closing statement at a town hall hosted this month by Fox News.
I think sometimes the divisions in this country get a little bit too hot. Okay, at the end of the day, we are all Americans who love this country. And I also think, and the media plays not a good role in this, and again, not just Fox, is we have a lot more in common than most people think we do. All right, poll after poll. Should we raise the minimum wage to a living wage? Yes. Should we rebuild our crumbling infrastructure?
Yes.
Should we make sure that our veterans get the health care that they have earned?
Yes.
All right. Should we make sure that we do not cut Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid? Should we give huge tax breaks to billionaires? You know, that's how most people feel.
So that's his mini stump speech there. He's obviously been talking a lot about Medicare for All as well. What is his main message, not just to his supporters, but to others who he would need to attract?
His message right now is very similar to the message that he ran on in 2016. Mm-hmm. He is running as a champion of working class voters. He is running as somebody who would take on wealthy corporations, who would take on big corporate interests in America and level the playing field for the rest of the country. He is also, it's worth noting, a Democratic socialist who is a political independent, who is not a member of the Democratic Party. And so that is something that some Democrats and many Republicans see as something that potentially could hurt him if he is the Democratic nominee for president, insofar as some voters might be reticent to support somebody who is not a traditional Democrat. So what we heard right there from Senator Sanders is an attempt to cast himself as a unifier, somebody who can bring the country together, bring the parties together. But the reality is, for the moment, there are some serious divisions within the Democratic Party and between Democrats and Republicans about whether Senator Sanders is somebody who can actually appeal to a broad cross-section of the American public.
When you see him at his rallies, is there a large black population there, which is such an important part of the Democratic base?
There really is not, at least not so far at the rallies that I've been to. His crowds tend to be predominantly white. There is some ethnic gender diversity in the crowds, but it is not an overwhelmingly African-American crowd that he typically supports. And this was something that Senator Sanders struggled with in 2016 when he ran against Hillary Clinton. He did not perform well among African-American voters, which, as you mentioned, is, you know, make up a significant portion of the Democratic primary electorate. He's tried to take some steps this time around to appeal to African-American voters more, but it is not clear yet whether that's going to work, particularly in a field when you have, you know, so many candidates that we talked about, some of whom are African-American.
Do you get the sense that there is a large block of Sanders supporters who, if he does not get the nomination, will either not vote in the general election or will vote for President Trump?
You know, that is a big question right now that I think looms over this Democratic primary. What happens if it's not him? What happens with his supporters? We heard some talk in 2016, and there is some anecdotal data, at least, that shows that there are some voters in 2016 who supported Bernie Sanders in the primary when he was not the nominee, then voted for President Trump. The question is how many of those people exist and how many of those people would do the same thing this time around. There is a lot of anger in the Democratic Party right now with President Trump. There is a big, big desire to defeat him. And so the question is, would his supporters stay home? Would they vote for a third party candidate? Would they try to write him in? Or would they back the nominee, and would they back the nominee strongly? We don't know the answer to that right now. And I think it's something that makes Democrats nervous when they look at who ultimately wins this nomination and how that person will or won't be able to coalesce the support of the party.
Well, to that point about the nervousness among certainly the Democratic establishment, if Sanders is to do what you've suggested is possible, which is that he can sort of move along in state after state and just get enough, maybe 30% of the vote among Democrats and be in a better position than all of his rivals, is there reliable polling about how he would do in a general election against President Trump?
You know, at this point, the polling data is very early and kind of fluid, so we don't really know ultimately how he would stack up against Trump. But it is worth noting that if he does follow that path through the primaries, that's similar to the path that President Trump took as a candidate in 2016, right? You had a crowded field of a lot of Republican candidates. You had a lot of Republicans saying, hey, we don't want it to be Donald Trump. We don't want the nominee to be Donald Trump. But he was able to march through these early races, in some cases not carrying a majority of the vote. And at the end of the day, he was the last candidate standing. So you could potentially see a similar path to the nomination for Senator Sanders.
Sean, you're joining us from Washington. Do you get the sense that your fellow political reporters and people in the Democratic establishment are underestimating Bernie Sanders?
I think they underestimated him at the beginning of this race, at least some of them, especially right before he got into this competition. I think right now, the fact that he has raised so much money in small increments, and he has done well in the polls, and he has done better in these early state polls than a lot of these newer candidates, they're starting now to come to terms with the fact that Senator Sanders has a serious chance of being the Democratic nominee. The fact that he has performed competitively in a lot of these early polls, and again, I stress it's very early, but I think that is something that has caught the notice of a lot of Democratic donors, a lot of traditional establishment Democrats. The question is, what do they do about it? It's very clear that in the party, there are a lot of Democrats who do not like Bernie Sanders and who do not want him to be the Democratic nominee. He is a very polarizing figure. But it's not clear yet what they do. And, you know, some Democrats look at the situation and calculate, well, if we started some sort of movement to try to prevent him from winning the nomination, would that work, or would that just make him stronger, and would that give him something to run against? So there's a lot of variables here, but I think Democrats are now, for the first time, starting to come to terms, at least establishment mainstream Democratic leaders, with the fact that he has a significant chance of winning this nomination.
That is Sean Sullivan, a reporter for The Washington Post. Sean, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.